At least 4 high-profile lawsuits have been filed against either the city or Mayor Ashton Hayward in the past year or so, WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Former city councilwoman Maren DeWeese, who was briefly a candidate for mayor, sued Hayward over a budget issue. The case was dismissed by Circuit Judge Terry Terrell last August. In January, Seville Harbor Incorporated and its tenants, the Fish House Restaurant and Atlas Oyster Bar, filed suit over its lease of city-owned Pitt's Slip. Businessman Robert DeVerona filed after city officials told him in April that he had only a few hours to remove his belongings from Pensacola International Airport and make way for a new concessionaire. A settlement was reached soon afterward. And former city administrator Bill Reynolds filed suit earlier this month. He was terminated last July after the state attorney's office cited him for non-criminal violations of Florida's public records law.
The Reynolds case is one that involves an employment issue.
Rick Outson is publisher of the Pensacola Independent News.
I think the reason that one's coming up is that he didn't get the job for county administrator for Escambia County. Had he gotten that job, he probably wouldn't have done this suit. In fact, even when he was appearing before the county commission, he had said that the mayor and the city had done the right thing. But since he didn't get that job, I guess he doesn't quite think that anymore.
Outson says there have been high-profile lawsuits against the city before this latest spate of litigation. In 2009, for instance, local developers filed claiming favoritism in the award of the Hyatt Hotel construction project at the airport.
There were parties that felt like there was a preferential treatment given to the developer, Innisfree. It seems to be a little bit more personal because they're more about individuals. They're high-profile individuals in conflict with the city, people that you ordinarily wouldn't see. And I think that makes it a little bit more higher profile.
Outson says a couple of the recent cases appear to boil down to just simple miscommunication before the lawsuits were filed.
That the parties that are involved feel that they did not get an opportunity to really negotiate with the city. When you look at the airport, when you look at the Fish House, that they didn't have a conversation with city staff to do any prior negotiation. They feel like certain their rights were violated or that ability to have their say.
Typically, when you try to sue a governmental entity, you've got to give them 6 months' notice before you file suit against them, sort of the whole thing involving sovereign immunity.
Bruce Childers is a civil litigation attorney who is not involved in any of the aforementioned lawsuits. He says civil cases generally take longer to adjudicate because they're near the bottom of the docket when it comes to priority.
Criminal cases take priority simply because they have time constraints on them because people are sitting in jail. And civil cases get tried, and I hate to say last, but they get tried well after the criminal docket is resolved, like the criminal docket ever gets resolved. There's always new cases every day. Just look at the newspaper in the felony section.
That said, many are settled out of court. Childers says that depends on the individuals, but adds that almost all of the cases will go to court-ordered mediation.
In a lot of cases, I would say 50%, maybe even more, cases settle in mediation. The courts encourage people to settle them out of court because when you go to court, you never know what's going to happen. You spend a lot of money on attorney's fees, $250, $350, $450 an hour, and you're litigating towards an uncertain future.
One factor that does not seem to be involved, except for the short-lived Maren DeWeese case, is politics. Despite races this year involving the mayor, 3 city council seats, and 2 on the Escambia County Commission. Once again, the IN's Rick Outson.
None of these parties are running for any office, so I'm not sure that politics have played a part in it. I think for several of these entities, it's the business and financial concern.
A spokeswoman for the Fish House says things are moving slowly with their lawsuit. A mediation day had been set, but last month's floods forced a postponement. A new date has not been announced. And Tamara Fountain, the city of Pensacola's press secretary, says she cannot comment on any of the litigation, active or resolved. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.